Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Good day and a warm welcome to everyone. Today in studio with us, we have Carlita Figaro, Director of Love Life Now Foundation. So lovely to have you with us, Ms. Figaro. How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you. And yourself?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. So can you tell us a bit about yourself and your role within the Love Life Now Foundation?
I have 6 children. I have 5 grandchildren. I am a domestic violence survivor. I survived 9 years of domestic violence, and I was able to live with my life. And this would be 23 years ago. I came to Jamaica actually to play Mass earlier this year because I was spreading the domestic violence awareness message, which I did in Trinidad and Tobago Carnival. And then I came to Jamaica to bring that same message to Jamaica because, you know, I don't know if you're aware that Jamaica is number 2 worldwide in terms of femicide. All right. So on coming here, I had known Laverne Gordon, who is the president of Love Life Now Foundation, from before, as being someone who's very, she's on the ground in the US and throughout the world doing DV. So she contacted me and she said, you know, let us really, if you don't mind staying in Jamaica, let us do something there to make a change. So we decided to work together. We decided and we started to work together. And I'm still here today. I am on the ground and we are trying to win this war.
So the mission of Love Life Now is to support survivors of domestic violence. How does the organization go about achieving this mission on a global scale? I know that you said you're now located in Jamaica to continue doing the work because they're number 2 when it comes to domestic violence. What mm-hmm. other initiatives or what ways are you helping in Jamaica to make sure that vision comes to light?
All right. In Jamaica, we assist persons who, let's say, for instance, you're a non-national. Earlier this year, we had a Canadian national who was here. We got a crisis call where she actually was being beaten by a boyfriend that she came to meet, that she met online. And we had to get her a place to stay because there's only 2 shelters on the island. So most times if a victim leaves, they have no choice but to go back because the shelters are not readily available. So we had to get her somewhere to stay to actually hide because her life was being threatened. She had to get medical attention, and then eventually the Love Life Now Get Safe Fund was able to purchase her ticket from Jamaica and get her safely back in Canada. That is another thing that we do locally here. Someone is running and you need to run from Clarendon to go to Ocho Rios, we offer a Get Safe Fund locally where we would assist with transportation and food money to get you from point A to point B so that you could be safe and away from the abuser.
So education plays a crucial role in Love Life Now's initiatives. Can you elaborate on the educational resources and workshops the organization provides to survivors and the community?
Okay, to survivors, I am a trained domestic violence advocate survivor mentor. I am also aligned with the Hope for Women project, where we do mentoring of women to get them from being victims or survivors to thrivers, where they could just go from being saying, I survived domestic violence to saying, I thrived. So we are putting them in line to put the trauma of domestic violence behind them and move forward as persons enterprising, doing businesses, doing just being self-sufficient and being able to forgive their perpetrators and forgive themselves and move forward. We also do pop-in awareness where we go to supermarkets, churches, and actually do presentation and hand out information with regards to domestic violence, just to sensitize and let people know that help is here. We provide resources that they would not usually know about, and to share information about our hotline, and to, well, Laverne is on her way here, I should say, and she's actually bringing some care packages that would all will also be added to our already mentioned services. So once a victim is on the run, we will be dropping off care packages at the police station. We will be dropping off care packages at the health center. So once it is a victim, I actually had a meeting. I'm actually at the Maypen police station doing this interview, and I had a meeting last night with the sergeant who said that the cases are rising so much, she really need for us to collaborate and actually go out there into the communities and speak to people. But as you know, the crime here is not normal. So me as a woman, I usually try to tread lightly. If I'm going out with the police is one thing, but the supermarkets and so on, they are welcoming. They usually welcome the little training session and the awareness that we do. And I am so far thankful for that.
You kind of touched upon it, but I was going to ask, how does Love Life Now work to spread awareness about domestic violence, and what impact that has on the organization has seen through its awareness campaigns, especially in a country like Jamaica? I know that people are more like housed together, they're more family oriented. How do you work on spreading awareness when they can't necessarily get away from their abusers because they are in such close quarters to them?
Right. Doing our awareness sessions at the churches, at the supermarket, most of the time a woman would pop into the supermarket and we are there. We have our card that gives Love Life Now information, and we also share to the back of our card the police stations that is assigned to deal with domestic violence locally. And some people would say that they go to the police and they don't get help. But in Jamaica, there are 10 police stations that is properly equipped, and they are ready to deal with domestic violence cases in a manner that would, you know, it would make the victim feel comfortable. And they would usually, you know, they try their best to work with the victims to get them out of the situation. Also, at Love Life Now Foundation, what we do escape plans. And with the escape plan, I don't have to come to your home. Over the phone, I could work with you to put together a proper escape plan. So today or tomorrow, if you are still in the domestic violence situation and environment, you could plan on how to escape without the person, without your perpetrator knowing.
What are some of the challenges Love Life Now faces in its mission, and how does the organization overcome these challenges?
All right, some of the challenges would be funding. Another challenge that we had was getting registered here as a foreign company or a foreign organization. But we have overcome that hurdle. Another challenge would be persons being ashamed, persons looking at domestic violence as a taboo subject. And as you and I know, silence hides violence. So unless you speak about it, that is the only time that people will know what you're going through and be able to help you. You as a woman, you have to know who to talk to. Reach out and talk to the police. If you are going through this violence, as a survivor, I could tell you, once you don't say nothing, nobody's going to help you. But the day you get up and you decide, I could take this no more, and you decide to reach out for help, somebody will help you. And in my time, which was 23 years ago, there was nobody, or I thought there was nobody, right? So I hid it. I would take licks. I would get abused and spend 3-4 days inside hiding because I'm embarrassed to come outside, ashamed for the neighbor to see me. But now we have to get up and get, because a lot of people is dying for being ashamed. Again, silence hides violence.
And finally, I want to ask, what are some of the future goals and aspirations of Love Life Now? Are there any upcoming projects or initiatives the organization is excited about? And how can people get in contact with you, your organization, to help donate and just tell us everything?
Okay. Our goal right now is to at least start two domestic violence shelters on the island, at least two. We want to start with one and then upgrade to another one before. And me being a survivor, I know what it is to leave and have to go back. When you come back, you're telling your abuser, oh, you have nowhere to go. Okay. So they start to abuse you all over again. And just imagine leaving today. You go to the station, you do whatever. The police have no choice because they at the station, there's no, they will try their best to help you, but there's no shelter there. And unless the government or the persons who are on the ground working as advocates decide, let us come together and do a shelter or a couple shelters that could at least house these women to get them on their feet, then the problem just remains the same. And one correction, domestic violence is not, they're not, Jamaica is not second in the world in domestic violence. They are second in the world with in terms of femicide, which is men killing women. All right, so most of the domestic violence cases, they end up in either a murder or a murder suicide. And this is what I know sometimes I feel a little intimidated, and I wonder if I'm putting myself at risk, but somebody have to do it. The work have to be done, and somebody have to do it. So this is my reason for being here in Jamaica, and I would like to see as much people saved as possible. Another thing is persons are embarrassed again. Persons who are at a certain class in life, they won't say they because of their status and their stature, they are embarrassed to say that they are being abused. But people need to speak up and speak out or create an escape plan and just leave the situation. You could do it. It is not hard to get up, get yourself together. Because when I left with a 3-month-old baby and a 7-month-old daughter. I didn't have a shelter to go to. I rented a house. I changed my job and got my daughter's school change and a daycare. We could, and this is where I am today. I was able to restart my life after my abuser at the time said he was going to kill me and kill my two daughters and make history in Barataria, Trinidad. So we could all get up. We are strong enough to get up and get out and get help. Help is here.
I want to say thank you for your work. You know, I myself as a Jamaican national, we hear about the these things happening all the time. And after a while it doesn't become surprising, but it is sad that it happens so often to the point of desensitization. So the work you do is important, and we'd like to say thank you.
Thank you as well. I would like to share my number because we are hoping that there's a lot of Jamaica nationals living abroad that have some big houses that just lock up here with grass growing on the inside, vines covering it. So if anybody who's listening, they are willing to allow us to clean up that property and use it as a shelter, we would really appreciate it. If anybody is listening, they know the situation in rural Jamaica. Like today, I am sitting in the station because Maypen is totally flooded. Most of the Jamaica, I should say, is overcast and flooded today. There are a lot of people who need help. If you all are willing to assist these mommy and their children by just packing some stuff, send it back here, everything is done in transparency and you wouldn't regret it. All right, our number here is 876 824 6470.
Thank you so much.
Thank you as well.
People power in politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.